The case of Lori Berenson is probably one of the more tragic occasions in which a person who was advocating human rights ended up getting punished for being an advocate of human rights. Lori Berenson, active young woman living in Peru, was arrested back in 1995 and accused of being complicit in terrorism. She was convicted and sentenced to 20 years. Lori Berenson had a retrial in 2000. Again convicted. Efforts to get her release have proved rather futile, and the current president of Peru, Alejandro Toledo, has more or less refused to review her case. He is a graduate of Stanford University, and he's coming to the Bay Area this weekend to give the graduation speech at Stanford, and people are going to be gathering for the purpose of making this case clearly evident to not only Toledo, but all the people at Stanford. Joining us to talk about this is Mark Berenson, the father of Lori Berenson. He joined us on the phone from New York. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. And also Kristen Gardner, who was a friend of Lori, went to school with her, I guess at MIT. Is that where you went to school with Lori?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Kristen, you're heading up the local activities here to put in quotes, quote, welcome Toledo, unquote, to the Bay Area. Mark, maybe you should give us a bit of a rundown of where we stand right now, and has Toledo indicated any willingness to address this case?
No, he hasn't. The case right now is in the Inter-American Court of Human Rights in San Jose, Costa Rica. That's because last year, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights ruled 7-0 that Lori did not have a fair trial. There was no due process, no evidence of guilt, and that the decision by Peru was made mysteriously. So they ruled 7-0 that Lori's human rights must be restored. She must be given economic, psychological, and moral reparations. Instead of abiding by their international commitments, Peru challenged the decision of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, which has seven judges from seven different countries in the Western Hemisphere. And her case now sits and will sit in the court. Peru is obligated to follow the ruling of the court. But meanwhile, Lori's already been in jail wrongly for 7.5 years, and she may yet be another year and a half before the court rules. And that's absurd. There is a law that says that the United States president, when he or she knows that an American citizen is wrongfully incarcerated, is obligated to seek the release by all measures short of going to war. President Clinton did not use that law when he was president, and President Bush is avoiding that that law right now. They're waiting to see what the court does by November 2004, at a time when we are having our own elections, and the candidates aren't going to be too interested in Lori.
Let me just ask you, there has been some speculation on whether Toledo, in fact, will come to Stanford, as he has declared a state of emergency in Peru, which is going through massive strikes in internal dissent. So what do we know?
As of this morning, although several members of opposition in Congress are saying that it's unconscionable that he would leave this state of emergency for his own needs to go to Stanford, it appears he is coming to your community. The state of emergency, while it still exists, was tempered by the return to work of the teachers after a 31-day strike. I'm unable to tell what was settled, but the people in the Bay Area should realize that the teachers were on strike because the average teacher's salary is equivalent to $200 a month. Yet President Toledo's salary is equivalent to President Bush's salary. The members of Peruvian Congress's salary is equivalent to the United States Congress's salary. And the cabinet of Peru's salary is equivalent to that of our government.
So we're talking about $400,000 a year or so for Toledo, who is a Stanford grad, right? That's why he's giving the graduation speech.
Yes, he had his PhD at Stanford, and his wife had her bachelor's degree at Stanford, and that's where they met. And he is a good selection by the Stanford community. But if he's going to be in the United States, as Kristen certainly is a wonderful friend of Lori's and of mine and a wonderful human being, we'll say we can't let him come to the United States as everything is all fine. and let him know that he has done wrong by a U.S. citizen who has been wrongfully incarcerated in his country. It happened well before him. It happened under the dictatorship of Alberto Fujimori, a despicable individual hiding in Japan and wanted for crimes against humanity and treason, but hiding behind the emperor's skirts in Japan saying, oh, I can't come back to Peru, I won't get a fair trial. He knows.
Well, Lori didn't get a fair trial either.
The court.
Yeah. Kristen Gardner, tell us what's going to be happening with this graduation ceremony. It's this Sunday, right?
It is this Sunday. And, you know, we understand that Toledo is in a very complicated situation in Peru. It's a very difficult time for Peru. But we do feel it's important to show up there and to show them that we're aware of Lori's situation and we're aware that he is not doing everything he can for human rights in Peru.
So it's within his power to release Lori tomorrow if he chose to do it.
Yes, it is.
And so what's going to be happening specifically?
So there will be a bunch of us that are going to go down there in the morning when people are arriving for the graduation. And we're going to hand out flyers about Lori's case and also the letter that over 100 professors from Stanford have signed to Toledo discussing Lori's case. We're going to be handing out that letter to everybody who's arriving.
And tell us where and when.
So Sunday, June 15th at 8:30 a.m., we're going to meet at Gate 2 of the Stanford Stadium, where the graduation will be taking place. And we'll spread out and hand out flyers to everybody.
So everyone is obviously welcome to join you.
Yes.
And is there like a contact number for people if they want more information?
Yeah, they can call me, 415-205-9111.
415-205-9111. Mark, what do we know of Lori's condition, her incarceration? She's got 12 more years to serve. Is that true?
Yes. Originally, she had a life sentence by a military tribunal. And then in 2001, as you said, the military tribunal overturned that, a civilian trial, which didn't give her due process or fairness, gave her a 20-year sentence for collaboration with a subversive group. And she has served 7.5 years, has 12.5 more years to go. Most of the time she's already served has been under horrendous and sometimes life-threatening conditions. But she's very strong. We have a website, www.freelori, that's freelori.org. And she wants her word out. She said, to be silent in the face of evil is to be an accomplice. I will not be silent. And so on the website you can see the things Lori has said about the war in Iraq and how 94% of the Peruvians, by the way, were against it, and Lori joined them in not understanding why there was an attack and the impunity that she sees in this country, and she courageously speaks out. Lori has been supported by a similar letter that's being presented from the Stanford community by persons like Arundhati Roy, Ariel Dorfman, Howard Zinn, Noam Chomsky, just to name a few, many members of the religious community. We're grateful in the past for the tremendous support we received from the state of California, both Senators Boxer and Feinstein, and the entire Democrat slate in the House of Representatives in the past, except for the ex-Congressman, wonderful Gary Condit. Several Republicans also did endorse Lori's release in California in the past, and we're very, very grateful for the support in your wonderful state and community. So,
okay, well, let me give the information one more time. The leafleting is going to take place at Stanford Stadium this Sunday. People will gather at 8:30 at Gate 2 of the stadium in Palo Alto. If you want more information, you can call 415-205-9111, 415-205-9111, and you can check out the website, www.freelori, Lori spelled L-O-R-I.org. Mark Berenson, father of Lori Berenson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Kristen Gardner, keep up the good work here in the Bay Area for Lori.
Thank you.
It is 20 and a half minutes after 8. Time now for Stone's Throw with Jennifer Stone.